As you know, we've been going through our series called Don't Give Up, and we are in week 4 of that series. Now, we've gone through a lot in our world the last week or so, and a lot of changes have happened in our community. So I just want to remind us about where we've been in this series and remind us of our theme verse for this series. Our theme verse is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary or lose heart." And so the theme of Do Not Give Up through our series has been that we want to continue in our race to pursue Jesus and to love Jesus with all we have. That we want to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And so we've been doing this through this series. In our first 2 weeks, we had Bishop Bruce come to our church and give our message about how we can get a bigger and better perspective on our understanding of God and our relationship to him when we go through trials and tragedies. It is through those times that we really start to question or wonder about God and his care and love for us. And he really set a great foundation for having a good perspective of knowing that even when things are hard or when things go well, we should be worshiping and praising God with all that we have. And so after laying that foundation, we want to now start diving a little deeper into the nitty-gritty of life and some of the life issues that we go through. Now, last week, we took a little detour from our series a little bit because of a lot of the massive changes that were happening in our community and at our church at Trinity because of this whole coronavirus issue. And we felt that that was needed because there was a lot of things that were going on in our world and we wanted to minister to those needs that are happening. But now we wanted to start moving back into some sense of normalcy in our series and just continue as best we can to continue through this series as what we had planned. And so today we're going to be looking at something I think is so important and something for us to remind ourselves of, something that can really get us off track, can really send us off in the wrong direction in our relationship with Jesus if we don't pay attention to it. And that is the lies that we can be told. The lies that we can be told from Satan, from culture, from our sin nature. All these things bombard us and can start distracting us away from what we are called to do. And so today we're going to be looking at two lies and how those lies can start affecting our life. And then we're going to be looking at scripture. We're going to be reminding ourselves of truth and helping us to have those truths direct our path instead of these lies that can start to seep in. So our first lie that we can tell ourselves is that we are a lone ranger, that we are a lone ranger Christian in our faith. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I watched John Wayne movies with my dad. And one of my favorite John Wayne movies is True Grit, not the remake version from a couple of years ago, but the original. And maybe some of you have watched John Wayne movies. If not, I highly encourage you to go watch the original True Grit. But he was a character who really was the example of being a lone ranger. If you don't know who he was a character that played really a lot of the strong, silent type in Western movies. He would be out in the wilderness, on the Wild West, and handling issues by himself. He'd be silent and strong and just dealing with these stress and all the different issues that came up in the movie by himself. And so that character really is an example of our American culture. That our American culture really prides itself on being independent. That we want to be individuals. We want to be independently facing facing issues in our life. And we want to be people who pick ourselves up by our bootstraps, to be handle all the troubles on our own without the help of others. And we pride ourselves in that. That's something we celebrate in movies, in music, and in our own life and in our community around us. Those are stories that we look to and we champion in our culture. Now, what can start happening is that mentality can start moving into our walk with Jesus, into our relationship with God. We can start thinking that just because we have a personal relationship with Jesus, that it also means that it is a private relationship with Jesus. That we are not to open up at all to people around us, that we are to keep all the issues to ourselves, the things that we're struggling with, the sin issues that we're dealing with, the stress, the responsibilities that we have, all these different things that weigh on us. We can start thinking that we have to be strong. We're the ones that have to just keep moving forward and not open up to the people around us. And so what can happen is that can really start to hurt our ability to keep moving forward in our faith. That can start weighing us down when we think we have to go it alone. Now, what we see is that in the life of Jesus, when he was here, and when he was ministering in his life, death, resurrection, and when he left behind a community of believers. He didn't leave behind a bunch of individuals doing their own thing, but we see a very vibrant Christian community after he left earth. And so if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 is going to show us an example of the early church and one of the very beginning moments of the church and what it looked like. And so if you have your Bibles, Acts 2, verse 42, says, "They," that being the church, the Christian community, "they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer." They devoted themselves to these things, to the fellowship with one another, to praying for one another. They were a community that was deeply connected. We see just shortly after that in verse 46, it says, "Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts." Now, we are probably jealous of them. We can't really meet right now because of this whole coronavirus thing. But they were meeting together. They had a Christian community. "They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved." This is an example of a Christian community that was very well connected with each other, and they deeply cared for one another. And so what we see is that if we don't do that, there have been medical professionals, there have been psychologists, there have been pastors who've all showed through research and study that if we keep these things into ourselves, it really starts to affect every aspect of our life. If we don't open up, if we stay the Lone Ranger, doctors and medical professionals have showed through their research that it can start having physical effects on us. We can start having headaches, fatigue, and sleepless nights because of that. And that starts to affect our physical body. Psychologists and counselors have seen the emotional effects that being the Lone Ranger can have. It can increase our anxiety when we keep things into ourselves. It can increase irritability and many other things when it comes to our emotional life. And lastly, it affects our spiritual life. Through biblical principles and things we know as Christians, we know that Satan loves isolation. He loves to keep people distant from each other and thinking that they're the only one going through it. It is in those moments that Satan loves to weave those lies into us and keep moving us into a darker place. We can also stifle the work of God. He wants to use us as a vessel to share with other people what God is doing in our life. When we share a struggle that we're going through and it resonates with someone else's struggle, that helps and ministers to that person in tremendous ways. And so when we think we have to bear the whole load and we have to be able to be the Lone Ranger in our Christian faith, we can sometimes stifle what God actually wants to do through us in helping people around us. And so the truth that we want to remember is that we need to open up more about what we are experiencing to other Christians. We need to open up more about what we are experiencing in our inner life and the different life situations that we're in to other Christians. And we know this to be true by the overwhelming evidence we see in the New Testament of the one another passages. There are 59 one another passages in the New Testament. That's a lot of verses that point to the interconnectedness of the Christian community. And so we are only going to just touch really quick on three of those verses. The first is Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, where Paul says, "Bear one another's burdens." He instructs us to bear one another's burdens, to share with each other the stress and the issues that we're going through, and to help bear the weight of each other's life and what we're struggling with. The second one is 1 Thessalonians 4:18, which says that we should comfort one another. We should be encouraging each other in our faith, comforting one another with a hug or just an arm around the shoulder through tough times. We're not to leave someone alone in their hurt and their pain and their suffering. And lastly, James 5:16 says that we are to confess our faults to one another. And this is one of the hardest things to do, to confess our sin and our fault to someone else. We sometimes feel awkward or sometimes feel that it's hard to do because of the fear of if someone really knew who I was 100%, they wouldn't love me anymore. But as Christians, we want to move into a community where we are truly known and truly loved. And so it is a challenge for us to be able to continue to do these things, to continue to be connected with one another and open up with one another about these issues. And so when we open up more and become more authentically connected with each other, it will ease the burden and help us keep moving forward in pursuing Jesus. And it will help us not to give up in our faith. And so what burdens are weighing on you right now? What could you share with a spouse? What could you share with a close Christian friend? Who could you reach out to and just share with them what you're experiencing through this time? It could be very powerful. Now, the second lie we're going to be looking at. The second lie is that I need to be Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It. That I need to be Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It. This lie can lead us to believe that it is 100% on me to fix a situation. Now, yes, we have to deal with our responsibilities. We have to deal with providing for people under our care. We have to deal with the problems that come at us in the day. And we have to just deal with life issues. These are things that we always have to be able to face. But when we start to phase God out of it, when we start to put all the burden on us and to think that we're the ones that have to be fixing it, that it is all on us to fix a situation or a person, and we stop allowing God to bear that pressure in our life, it can start to weigh us down. It can start to become overwhelming, and it can lead to a state of burnout if we think that we're the ones that have to fix everything. And it's 100% on us to do that. And so when we start to feel total self-reliance start to creep in, how do we respond to that? Well, we're going to look at two verses really quick that we can remember through this time. The first one is Psalm 46, verse 10. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. Psalm 46, verse 10. This says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." We are to be still and know that He is God. When we are bombarded with all these different things, and when we see something and we just want to fix it, when a big life issue happens and we feel that whole weight to be the Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It in our life, we need to just take just a few seconds to maybe just sit down, take a deep breath, and be still and reflect on your love for God and how you want to serve Him and that He loves you and will care for you. We can get so busy and so many things are being thrown at us, especially right now and all the changes that are happening. It is now more than ever that we want to be able to be still, find those few moments in a day to just pause and reflect and remember our God and who He is. And then lastly, Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. It says, He is before all things, He being Jesus. And in Him, all things hold together. And so this verse shows us that it is Jesus who is the one who will hold it all together. So who's going to hold your family together? Who's going to hold your marriage together? Who will hold you together through this time, through this coming week? If you start thinking it is 100% on you to fix it, to make everything right, the weight will be too much. And you will start to think that you can't go on, that you don't have what it takes, and that you will give up. This verse reminds us that it is Jesus who is the one that holds things together, and that we want to lean into Him at this time. So when we allow God to hold and care for the weight we are bearing in our life, it will relieve us and allow us to keep moving forward. So how will that look like in your life this week? How will that express itself? How will you feel like this week when you do that? Now, in closing, during this week, you may feel like you need to be the Lone Ranger. The pressure may come on. You feel like it's just up to you to do that. You may feel like you need to be Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It. But remember these verses this week and allow God to do a powerful work in you. Next week, I'm looking forward to the message that Gary has as we continue in our Don't Give Up series. And I hope to see you on Zoom or on Facebook Live. We're going to have a lot of different options throughout the whole week for us to continue to stay connected and encouraged in our faith through this really different time while we're trying to stay socially distant from one another. Let's be praying for one another and encouraging one another in faith, and we'll see you next week.